I mean, I was on the housing committee and right away up to about 1982, and the rules for obtaining houses, flats, were quite strict. I mean, you had to have we had everything from four bedroom houses down to two bedroom flats, and a two bedroom flat you could obtain if you were married. In those days, married but with no children, and a four-bedroom house, you had to have two children at least, in order to obtain a four-bedroom house. In fact, I think three children at least. Two children, you could have a three-bedroom. And of course, the fight for some of the detached houses the authority had, you know, you had to be of a certain grade to obtain it. There was a lot of rules around how you could obtain a house. But now, of course, they've nearly all been sold. There's no housing stock to speak of now. And the ones that were not sold to the tenants were passed over to Pentland Housing. And that was about 15, 16 years ago. But in those days, there was quite a large housing department here.
Yeah, because you had your maintenance teams and all that sort of thing. Yeah, because there was about 1,000 houses, all told.
Not far, about 850, I seem to recall from my days on the housing committee. But that's quite a large housing stock, both sides of the river.